The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Leaving cert results today. We're now not going to talk about all the people who got 10,000 points, okay? Because well done to them, but they are the absolute exception to the rule and there's too much pressure. No to pressure, right? The exams are done. What's done is done and cannot be undone. So head in to get your results. Hold your head up high and don't panic. There's a great word, which is catastrophize. We catastrophize things too much and too quickly. Everything is going to be fine. Hold. Pressure, no. Everything can be sorted, all right? Demi, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are we?
Demi, Isaac, Oviawi, friend of ours, dancer, actor. God, just doesn't end. We have the Young Offenders. We have Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And every time we spoke, you were on Dancing with the Stars. Everyone kept saying, oh, Demi, you're in the middle of your leaving cert. I mean,
I know.
You know, there was a lot of pressure.
There was a lot of pressure because every Monday morning I had to be in school like nothing happened on the Sunday. So like I had to pretend there was no live shows after taking place on the weekends, that I have to pretend that I'm actually leaving, start choosing all over again like it never happened. Do you know what I mean? But it was a difficult couple of months and I'm happy that I pushed through it and I sat at the start in the end and I couldn't be more happier.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And you're going to go and collect your results this morning, Demi.
I actually have them in my hand right now, but I'm waiting until I go home to open them with the family. I can have them. I know. And a bit of moral support, I suppose.
Have you had anxiety dreams?
Do you know what? For the last 2 months, I hadn't had one.
Good.
Right? And then 2 or 3 days before this day, I've had multiple ones, whether I got 500 points out of nowhere or I had nothing, like there were zeros right down the margin of the paper. So I was like, oh my God, what is going on here? Is this mixed signals? Is that what I'm getting? But I've been very anxious now for the last couple of days, all right? So I've been very on my toes almost for no reason.
And do you have a dream with which a certain amount of points will be fulfilled?
When I was younger, I actually wanted to be a secondary school teacher. That was like when I was in second year, third year. But then I kind of realized, nah, I don't think that's for me. And then I wanted to go into the whole like TV side of things. And then I got the offenders. And then I'm kind of like, I think TV is where I'm meant to be, as ironic as it sounds. And I was like, right, if I can't be an actor full time, then I think I want to be a presenter. So in the last couple of months, maybe the last 2 years, I've been like, you know what, I'm going to do radio broadcasting, do a PLC course, do that for 2 years, and then go to CIT to finish off the remaining course. So that's what I knew I was doing before I ever got down to the stairs, before I ever got anything. So realistically, the points that I'm holding in my hands don't actually matter to me at all.
Okay.
But it's still nice to say that, oh, I got a set amount of points, even though I was doing so many other things during the year. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand entirely. And that's great because you're kind of on a road regardless of the amount of points in your pocket.
Yeah. Exactly. So to all of you who just got your results or are about to get your results, there's always a backdoor to anything. And I don't think that the points define who you are as a person. The points don't define who you are in the career you're going to get. Unless you want to become a doctor, then obviously. But if you want to just do a normal job, work a 9-to-5, then you don't need to rely on the points. There's always a backdoor to anything you need to do in life. So
yeah, well said. And you've also got to put the point that generally, once you've finished that leaving cert and got the points thing out of the way, you will never be asked again in your adult life how many points did you get in your leaving cert.
Exactly. All you're going to get asked when you go into the workplace is what experience do you have.
Yes.
They're not going to ask you what subjects, unless now it corresponds to the job that you're getting, they might ask you what subjects did you do. Then that's a completely different story. But they will never ask you how many points did you get in German when you did your leaving cert in 2019. Do you understand?
Yeah. You've got I met you before. I remember the first time I met you was Clonakilty, wasn't it?
Yes,
in the Chip Fan. And then obviously met with the late a couple of times. And you've got presenting skills written all over you. You've got the personality which is
thank
great.
You. No. Coming from you, Ryan Tubridy.
No, it's not Pamos. I'm telling you, it's a true story because you just have the personality, you've the interest, and you've got the curiosity and the passion, and these are all the things that you need, and you have them. So whatever course you go into, they'll be lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
And are you filming at the moment? Are you filming The Young Offenders or is that...
Yeah, I'm actually filming The Young Offenders and I'll be taking part in Culture Night in Cork this September.
Great.
So I'm in Jam Pass and I'm also starting my first ever radio gig this summer with 96FM in Cork.
Great.
Every Saturday, 2 to 6. So I've been really busy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I haven't had the nervous dreams.
That's great. Now you're on the road now. And look, whatever it's in that envelope, and this is, goes to you, Demi, and to everyone else around the country, you know, you surround yourself with good people, take it in, and get on with your life and have fun getting there.
Exactly. Thanks
very
much.
Listen, great to talk to you again, Demi. We'll see you soon, I hope.
All right. Thanks
bye for
much,
now.
Brian.
Thank you, Demi.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Demi Isaac Oviawi joining us on the phone there. And she's just one of the many, many students around the country who are up, down, in, out, emotionally fraught. It's a desperate, desperate exam. I absolutely, you know, I don't mind telling you as I see it. I just think it's one of the most awful experiences for Irish people to have to go through. We just have not got that thing right. It's too much pressure and it's not nice. And there are nearly 16,000 people walking around today going, why would you, how they don't have post-traumatic stress, I don't understand. Anyway, good luck to one and all. Best of luck, says a text from Claire. We have a weeping Leaving Cert student here who's too scared to go in for her results, so we're waiting for the online. She's been up all night with her vomiting and we think it's time for the Department of Education to stop the mental stress this Leaving Cert puts on what on the kids. Well, that just echoes what I was saying. You're so right. And I think we've got a good guy in Joe McHugh. I like the current Minister for Education. He just seems to be proactive, seems to have an empathy. He seems to give a damn and he seems to be getting on with the job in a good way. And I'm not sure where we are in the history, but we'll come back to you on that. But in many regards, he's been really good. And I think he will listen to comments like that. So here's hoping. We'll take a break.
If you're supporting a child experiencing depression, there's someone else you need to think about. You. Because in order to help your child, you need to take care of yourself too. Find out about the Aware Relatives and Friends programme, designed specifically for those supporting a loved one, at aware.ie. You are not alone. We can help.
By going direct to Energia, you're not just saving the environment by choosing electricity that's 100% green. You're also saving your business a lot of money. Call 1850 36 37 44 or visit energia.ie/business. Energia, the power behind even bigger savings. Standard terms and conditions apply.
This National Heritage Week, explore the fascinating ways our pastimes have been shaped by centuries of storytelling, craft, sport and music. With over 2,000 events nationwide, there's something for everyone to discover, explore and enjoy. Pick up a brochure in your local library or tourism office or visit heritageweek.ie. National Heritage Week, August 17th to 25th.
This summer, discover Spain's impressionist, Sorolla, at the National Gallery of Ireland. Be transported to sun-drenched beaches and gardens at this stunning exhibition, which includes over 50 paintings by one of Spain's most celebrated artists. Tickets from €5. Friends of the National Gallery go free. Visit nationalgallery.ie for details. That's nationalgallery.ie.
RTE, supporting the arts.
Coming up on Today with Miriam.
It's Leaving Cert Results Day and career guidance expert Brian Mooney will be in studio with analysis and advice. Also, athlete Katie Kirk is back on track in life and in sport after her battle with an eating disorder. She talks to me about how she manages it. And we'll have live music from Little Miss Sunshine with Dubliner Lucy O'Byrne.
That's Today with Miriam from 10 a.m. on RTE Radio 1.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Super fast broadband, perfect for busy homes to be online at the same time.